Welcome back to Farm Talk. Well, live radio at its best. We appreciate Harold Woolley joining us from Washington, D.C. there. Apologize for getting him on late there, but we were finally able to connect in Washington. And, again, trying to get a farm bill done. It'll be interesting to see the bill, the current bill, the extension is done in September. And will we get a new farm bill or will we just get another extension? That's the big question. Like I said, I think at this point, we're probably looking at another extension. Okay, I won't throw him in the fire. Shane Isney, board member for the Minnesota Farm Bureau. Unless you want to jump into the fire, Shane, that's up to you. But
well, yeah, always like a little bit of heat, so it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. Do you guys talk much about the farm bill right now? I'm assuming you do, or are you talked out? Are you just kind of waiting for just something to get done?
Oh, no, we're constantly kind of working on that. Both our public policy team and actually our state president, Dan Glessing, was in Washington, D.C. last week and, trying to get some progress and to kind of prod some of the legislators there to hopefully get something done this year. It's just really up in the air and we're pushing up against election time. Yeah. And it looked more promising a month ago, but I can't say it looks that way right now.
You know, some folks were talking about this several months ago and saying, hey, we got to get it done by the spring. I was one of those as well. We can't wait. Basically, the message was, if it didn't get done this spring, it's not going to get done because then it'll go into election time and nothing's going to get done. But then I had several people, and I guess I don't go back to the history of when the farm bills are passed, but they had said that actually a farm bill or two in recent times had been passed after an election. So it had kind of gone down that trail before. Is that true? Do you remember that to be true? Or
yeah, if I remember right, there's even been some progress during lame duck session there until January when the president takes office. But it's very rare that they can get that done during lame duck. So it's either going to get done by election, I'm pretty positive, or it's going to have to wait till the new Congress is in session in January.
Got it. All right. Well, let's talk about you. You're up in what, Badger country, Badger, Minnesota?
Yeah, way up north here. We like to say we're real close to the Arctic Circle, but that's kind of a joke. Not quite that far north. But yeah, we're our farm is actually only about 20 miles from the Canadian border, so we're way up here.
Well, I know that you and I talked briefly earlier, in fact, a few weeks ago. I just didn't get a chance to get you on, but your farm and at least that area, you guys had your own struggles this spring, did you not? Probably the same thing, wetness, or did you guys have some storms, or what was it, some of the things that you guys were dealing with?
Yeah, definitely a challenge with too much moisture. You know, we went into the season coming off one of our driest years ever and that I could remember since I started farming. But, it's been kind of a battle. We're still working on some first cutting hay. We should be on second cutting right now, but because of the wet weather, we just haven't been able to get at it. The ground has been too wet. The rain forecast is rain every 3-4 days, and that just makes it impossible for putting up hay. But, you know, our crops, we have some different drown outs in some of the fields of our grain crops and our corn, soybeans, canola, spring wheat. But you know, what is there looks pretty nice. What the average is going to be is really up in the air. Like I said, the crop that is there looks pretty good. It's just we've lost some to excess moisture.
Okay. Another thing that you have is you have a fair portion of cattle, do you not?
We do, yeah. We calf out probably about 300 heads. So, yeah, we have them all out on pasture. They're finished calving. And really, it's been a nice summer so far. There's been abundance of grass with all the moisture. And a matter of fact, we've had, believe it or not, last year we were supplementing our pasture. This year we're actually having to hay some of our pasture because our cows can't keep up. So kind of the irony of two different years, and it's just the way it goes sometimes.
Oh, my goodness, Mother Nature. What's the issue with cattle? I've heard flies, bugs. What are the big tribulations? They got to be happy with the weather. That's the one thing. If our cow, it'd be okay with 78 or 72, whatever you're at today.
Yeah, it's been pretty moderate weather. They really like that. With the excess moisture, you know, we always do have more problem with flies and insects, you know, everything you can about imagine. And so that's a little problem we have to face with them. But overall, they're pretty happy with the abundance of grass and feed. And so we just, you know, try to keep them content. We have had some foot issues with the wet. With the wet weather, there always is some hoof rot and some different issues with their feet because they just are constantly wet. And, and so we have to keep a pretty close eye on that, and have had to treat, you know, several heads for that.
Anything Minnesota Farm Bureau business we should talk about before I start talking about Farm Fest?
Well, no, just that this is kind of the beginning of our annual meeting season for our counties. So that's that started here now in July. So I've been... you know, just at the beginning stages of running around to different counties, and that's an important part of our, of course, our grassroots process where we start to make policy, and so that's an important part. So that's kind of what's keeping us busy right now.
So has that started? You've heard some comments already, or it's just starting? You haven't had a chance yet to.
Yeah, just starting. You hear, you know, little rumblings of this and that, and what would be. You know, some possible policy coming up, but really nothing definite yet. That kind of, as we get closer to our annual meeting in November, then we kind of get a little bit more clear picture of where we're headed and what direction we can kind of take with some of our policy.
One place you will see the Minnesota Farm Bureau is at Minnesota Farm Fest. Usually end up trading in texts with you and phone calls, and it's kind of like, where's Waldo for each of us? We're trying to find where the other one is. But are you coming down the first week of August to Redwood Falls in the area?
I will be, and most of our board of directors kind of, it's a point for everybody to make it for that. And of course our president and vice president and staff will be there. We have a pork chop booth there, which is a very popular item. You know, this year we'll be having actually the free pancake breakfast is down in that area also this
year.
It is. It's a little different that it's not a,
oh.
Yeah. So it's, so people get to be able to check out our booth a little more. And,
okay.
And so that's, I believe on Wednesday morning. And of course with the election year, it's full of lots of forums. Lots of politicians will be there, you know, and candidates that are running against them. And so they'll be, you know, on the grounds all 3 days. And so it gets to be a little bit of a hectic, especially year when it's election coming up. So it's, no, looking forward to it. I'll be there for a couple days for sure. And, you know, some more people are there all 3 days, and we'll just have to see how it kind of works out with things back at home.
Well, the only thing I can say, and you're right, there is some candidate forums. Obviously, a lot of congressmen from Minnesota are going to be there. Your Senate, I think Amy Klobuchar is going to be there for the first time in a while. She's sent messages, and she's done interviews around it, but I think she's planning to be there in person as well as probably others. The only problem is, well, you go to these events, but it's like speaking to the choir because they're pro-ag, so we can't go there and complain.
No, they're all pretty good. You know, regardless of party, we usually have very good support of agriculture. It's one of those few, topics or whatever you want to call it that both parties really come together and get their work done and pass budgets and get things done. And as I say that, of course, it's struggling with Farm Bill, but the Farm Bill has a lot of other things involved, and that's been some of the hang up. Of course,
right.
The food stamp program and some of the food programs are also involved. So some of that, there gets to be sticking points on that also.
The other great thing, and I give kudos to Tom Peterson, the Minnesota Ag Commissioner. He is there every single year. I believe he's there every single day. I just talked to Tom about a week ago, and he's going to be there again. We usually end up in the Minnesota Ag booth at the back end of it, trying not to sweat to death, but get a chance. He's there talking to the people. I think that's great that he is right there in front of them.
Commissioner Peterson does a great job. Matter of fact, 2 weeks ago yesterday, he was at our farm up here in northern Minnesota, and we had a great visit with one of him and his policy people were with him, and kind of got a little tour of our farm and talked about some of the issues we're having up north. And he's just, boy, that guy's on the go. He's very responsive to to the agriculture community. He's traveling all over the state and is about as dedicated as you're going to get for an agriculture commissioner. Just does a bang-up job.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll see you hopefully in a couple of weeks. And are you working the tent? Are you going to be in the line this time for the pork chops?
I'm going to be back and forth. I just follow orders. They tell me what to do, and I just go do it. So.
All right. Sounds good.
I look forward to seeing you there this time.
Awesome. Aaron. Shane Isney, again, board member for the Minnesota Farm Bureau, farmer in the Badger, Minnesota area. Shane, thank you so much for your time. I hope things stay nice weather-wise for you, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Eric.
All right. Thank you. That's going to do it for today's edition of Farm Talk. Got a busy day tomorrow. Just keeps going and going and going and going. I have my list in front of me, and then I forgot. So stay tuned tomorrow.